So, just a quick thought today. I just recently had reason to be in the AT&T store, dealing with our cell phone accounts. And while I was there, the lady had to walk away and check something, and I was left to my own devices in the store. And so I sat and played with a Windows Mobile 7 phone. And I feel like in all the discussion about cell phones and smartphones, particularly touchscreen smartphones, everybody talks about the iPhone and everybody talks about Android, but you don't hear a lot of discussion about Windows Phone 7. And this is the first time I got to look at it outside of those television commercials, which I don't really understand. Those really commercials? I mean, they're funny, but I don't understand them. So I got to play with the OS. And it was literally just 30 seconds of tapping and swiping. But I have to say, a good buddy of mine has an Android phone, and I've used it, I've played with it, and I don't like it. And Windows Mobile 7, after just 30 seconds or a minute with it in my hand, I prefer it significantly over Android. And I'm an iPhone user, I'm not going to switch, but I have to say good to Windows. Good job to Microsoft, rather, for building a phone OS that I think provides an experience which begins to compete with that of the iPhone. And what, in my opinion, is the chief competitive factor that Windows got right, and Android still hasn't gotten right, is the way that the phone responds to your touch as if you're actually manipulating the icons on screen. Physically, fingers on the glass, when you're using an iPhone, there's physics there, they're real. It's immediate, it's instantaneous response to your touch. And Android just isn't like that, it's laggy. It's like when you try to scroll an enormous web page on your computer. If the RAM can't handle the scrolling, it lags. And that's what everything feels like on Android and not on the iOS devices. As a matter of fact, if you try to scroll a huge page in Mobile Safari on an iOS device, the scrolling works even if the content can't keep up. You get that black and white checkerboard pattern because Apple's designers have decided the ability to feel like you're scrolling in real time is more important than the actual display of WebKit content. They'll let the phone render the content after you get to the physical location on the page so as to not destroy the illusion that you're physically scrolling an actual physical page. So Windows Mobile 7 gets that right. It's not totally right, and I don't think that the navigation, up, down, left, right navigation in the OS and the apps make as much sense as things do on the iPhone. It's not as clear immediately. But I'm sure I could get used to it. If I had to use a Windows Mobile 7 phone, I think I'd be okay with it. I'd certainly prefer it to having to use Android. And that's funny because Android, you know, Google's had longer to get Android right in the market than Microsoft has. Just my quick thoughts. Agree? Disagree? Let me know.